Praise God. Well, isn't it wonderful to be in the presence of an almighty God? Hallelujah. Praise God. It's so good to be here tonight. I appreciate the presence of God. I want to practice the presence of God, don't you? I want to stay in it. I want to live in it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'll be reading from the book of Judges tonight. I want to say thank you so much for your giving. May God bless you for everything that's been done. Oh, hallelujah. Just appreciate your pastor. What a great man of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm thankful for somebody that's a man of God in the pulpit and outside it, ain't you? Hallelujah. Praise God. Even if he makes jokes about my Dodge, he's, you know, praise God. I haven't even made one joke about his Ford this week. Hallelujah. But I did tease him about being old, and I know he's not, but anyways. Judges chapter number 7. Praise God. I'm so thankful for the mercies of God. Thankful that he saved me. Oh, I'm glad he saved me. Where would I be if he hadn't saved me? Hallelujah. Thank God he reached down where I was and pulled me up. I may not be everything I want to be, but I'm better than what I was. Thank God I'm not what I was. Hallelujah. Praise God. Get right into the word of God here. I don't want to quench his spirit. Judges chapter number 7. We'll be starting in verse number 9. Amen. We'll be reading about a man named Gideon. It says, and it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, get thee down to the host, for I have delivered it into thine hand. But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Pura, thy servant, down to the host, and thou shalt hear what they say. And afterwards shall thine hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down with Pura, his servant, unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without number, as the sand by the seaside for multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow, and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and came unto a tent, and smote it that it fell, and overturned it that the tent lay along. And this his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel, for into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel and said, arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian. Hallelujah. Can we just pray tonight? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for your presence that's been in this service, for the Spirit of God that's moved. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would do something around these altars, Lord. Anoint my lips of clay to bring us to this altar tonight. Moved by the Holy Ghost, we pray. And we'll give you all the glory, all the honor in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can read the story of Gideon and find that he was living in a very hard time, a very difficult day, where that they were having to hide their food and trying to survive. How many of us feel like that's what we're trying to do in this last day and hour? Unfortunately, we feel like we're just trying to survive sometimes. Not like we're trying to thrive, we're just trying to survive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't believe that's God's intentions. But sometimes that's the way it is. God's people find themselves where they're just trying to hold on and just trying to survive. If I can just survive. And that's the mentality that the children of Israel were having here. They wasn't trying to be some great army. They wasn't trying to set up some kingdom. They were just trying to live. They were just trying to get bread to eat. It didn't matter if they had to hide to do it. They were just trying to eat. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hey, the Lord will help me tonight. I want to preach on when hell had a nightmare. When hell had a nightmare. Hallelujah. Here we find Gideon, a man that was very poor. He was of the lowest of the lowest. We read when the angel came to him, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, and he said, and God said, you mighty man of valor. And he looked around and said, who, me? Hallelujah. I'm the poorest of the poorest. I ain't got nothing. I can't do anything. Amen. But God said, yes, you. Amen. Have not I sent thee? Hallelujah. Ain't it wonderful when God speaks your name? Hallelujah. It's great when he calls your neighbor. It's great when he calls your mama, your daddy. But it's just something about it when God says, I'm talking to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what it was here for Gideon. He wasn't calling anybody else. Amen. But he was calling him when Gideon was out threshing wheat. Amen. By the wine press to hide it from the Midianites. That's when the angel of the Lord appeared to him. Isn't it amazing through the Bible that you always find God dealing with people that were always working? Hallelujah. When you find a working man, that's probably the one that God was going to call. Amen. You don't find the one, amen, that's lazy. Amen. Or don't have a desire to do something for God. That's not normally the one that God calls. But when you find old Gideon out there, it sounds like he's all by himself, and he's out there just trying to thresh some old wheat, and he was going to hide it. Amen. But God showed up on the workplace. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. And he called him to do something. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But we find that when Gideon, amen, after all God had told him, he was still a little bit nervous about doing what God had told him to do. And so God told him, he said, well, if you're nervous about it, if you're scared, he said, go down there and just hear what the enemy's saying about you. I think it'd do us good sometimes if we knew how bad hell feared us. Oh, hallelujah. If you could see hell tonight, your face is probably on a wanted poster. Amen. On the devil's desk. Amen. Because he hates you. Hallelujah. And he wants to bring you down. And he wants to destroy you. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'll tell you what, bus workers, amen, your face is probably plastered all over hell. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll tell you. Pastor's face is probably plastered all over hell. Amen. To try to bring him down. That's why we need to bind together and pray for one another. Amen. Let me tell you something. Every time you worship him, amen, even when you don't feel like it, you give hell another nightmare. Every time you get down on your knees and pray, amen, when hell, amen, when it don't feel like your prayers are going through, hell just had another nightmare. Oh, hallelujah. How many in here can say, I've had a nightmare? I know what it's like. Oh, praise God. Amen. You ate too much pizza. Praise God. Amen. No, hallelujah. Amen. I'll tell you what. Amen. I would with to God. Amen. We could give the devil an upset stomach tonight and just let him realize. Amen. The church ain't going down in the darkness. Amen. I said the church ain't going down in the night. One thing I love about the story of Gideon is that everything he done it in the night. Hallelujah. And so you know what that gives this old preacher that's trying to work in the darkness, just a little bit of hope, amen, because God still knows how to work the midnight shift, even when everything's dark, even when everything seems blink and hopeless, God still knows how to work in the night. He ain't lost his ability to send revival in the darkness. Hey, praise God, he's still calling Gideons, even at midnight, amen, to send a revival across this land. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, the Lord didn't call me to be Pharaoh, so I don't want to keep you too long. I'll let God's people go before too long. Hallelujah. Amen. There's just a few things that I see in the life and the character of Gideon that made him a nightmare to hell. You see, just not everybody is afraid of. Really. If you got sin in your life, the devil really don't fear you. Hallelujah. But if your sins are covered by the blood of the Lamb, you're giving hell nightmares. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There was something in chapter 6 that made him a candidate for God to use. It was when, in verse number 25, we read, it says, and it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old. And notice this, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath built, amen, that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it. Then he said, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock. Hallelujah. He said, one thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to tear some things down. Praise God. Amen. Brother Patrick, amen, you may need. I don't know, hallelujah. He was preaching to us earlier, huh? Amen, about tearing down, amen, those idols, amen, those giants in our life, amen. Let me tell you, it's hard, amen, to give hell nightmares, amen, when you still got daddy's idols, amen, all around you. Can I preach to this generation, amen, to these young people, where we're always playing the blame game, and saying, well, it's not my fault, amen, daddy got me here, or mama got me here, or it's not, I ain't the one that, amen, created this situation for my life. Amen, I ain't the one that built these idols. Amen, it was here when I grew up. It's always been this way. Why change it now? Amen, but let me tell you what. Amen, old Gideon got out the old axe and he began to sharpen it. He didn't ask daddy about it. He just went out and started tearing down the altars. And I tell you what, it's time for the church of the living God. Amen, to get the old axe out again. Amen, and go out even if you have to do it at night, it's all right. Amen. But just go out there and start tearing down those things. Amen. That are pressuring you. Those things that are making you conform. Amen. It's time you tear them down. It's time you get rid of the idols in your life and get rid of them for good. It's time you build an altar on top of them and say, God, it's this time. I'm going to serve you for real. I'm getting rid of every hindrance. I'm getting rid of every obstacle. I'm going to tear down. Even the trees are coming down. I'm going to have revival in my life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Those strongholds in your life that you just seemingly cannot get victory over. I'll tell you, that's what God is wanting to do in this service tonight. He's wanting to give hell a nightmare. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. But notice verse number 27. I need to do a little bit of preaching here. It says, and then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had said unto them. And so it was, because he feared his father's house and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. Hallelujah. But notice, he took 10 men. You can't do this alone. Oh, I may have just busted somebody, right? You may have been thinking you can do it all by yourself. Listen, you ain't going to make it by yourself. I see people that in the youth group, young people, and they try to isolate themselves and pull themselves back. People in the church that try to pull themselves away from the gospel. It ain't going to work that way. You got to have somebody. Hallelujah. Hey, man, you need to make yourself accountable to somebody. You've been battling with idols. You've been battling with some things. You need to make yourself accountable. Amen. You need to find somebody. Amen. You need to go to your past. You need to go to somebody and make yourself accountable to them and say, look, I've got some idols. Hey, buddy, can you help me? We'll work tonight. And everybody else don't have to know about it. The whole world ain't got to see it. But you get somebody and say, will you work the night shift with me? Amen. I got to have some. You, let me tell you something. You know why hell fears unity so much? It's because they have nightmares every time the church get unified. Oh, hallelujah. No wonder on Acts chapter 2, it was 5,000 that was there. 3,000. Amen. Let me tell you, it was because they had unity. Amen. Church, we need the unity of the Holy Ghost. One more time. Amen. Don't be afraid to link shoulders with somebody and tell them you're for them and you're with them and you ain't going to stab them in the back. Amen. But you're going to work with them. Glory to God. Amen. You can't face this by yourself. And when you begin to isolate yourself, you become a prey, amen, to the devil. And he is going to try to destroy you when you begin to pull yourself back and say words like, they don't care about me. They obviously don't see what I'm going through. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Let me tell you, that's a trick of the devil. Amen. I said, that's a tactic of hell. And he's trying to destroy you. What you need to do is get a hold of somebody and say, I need you. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, praise God. Can this preacher tell you, I need you. I need you fighting for us. I need you praying for me. We need you fighting in this midnight hour. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't feel like It's a battle that you've got to face by yourself. Some people feel that way. It's not their business. It's not their burden. Some people feel like they're gonna, you know, be a burden to somebody if they tell them what they're going through. Hallelujah. But Gideon, he went out and he got 10 of his buddies. Hallelujah. When everything was against him. And he got out there and he started tearing some things down. And hell started trembling. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We need the unity. In Joshua, he tells us that one can put 1,000 to flight. And two can put 10,000. If you get 7 men, that's 1 billion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see the power of unity? 1, 2 can put 10,000. But 7 could put 1 billion. Oh, hallelujah. You talking about hell having a nightmare? You just get 7 in the youth group. You get 7 in the church that's going to pray until God does it. Hallelujah. I'm going to go out and work at night. Even when, oh hallelujah, even when it ain't my problem. Even when my daddy's the one that built it. Even when it was our forefathers. Let me tell you something. America has sinned. Our fathers have sinned. Our forefathers have sinned. Our nation has sinned. And it's really, I'll be honest, I didn't do it, you know? Really. And you didn't do it. You're not the reason why our government's the shape it's in. You're probably not the reason. Amen. But they're still our idols. Hallelujah. And we still got to work on them. And church, if we could just bind together. If we could quit fussing and fighting and just bind together. Amen. There's no telling what we could do for God in this day and in this hour. Oh, hallelujah. I believe hell knows. And that's why it fights so hard. Amen. But it's time for us to wake up. Amen. And shake up the world again in this day and hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, this is short, simple tonight. I don't know short, but it's simple. Hallelujah. Let us notice that when the angel came, he said, look, can you wait just a minute? I'm going to go get something. And if this is really real, you'll be here when I get back. No, you won't find it. That's kind of paraphrasing a little bit. But that's about what he said. So that angel of the Lord, he waited there. You see, what Gideon was doing was he was going and getting himself. He went and he got a sacrifice. He gathered some stuff up at home. And all those things represent something about Gideon's life. But one thing I want to bring out tonight was that broth. You see, because that broth represents our will. It does. Because sometimes the only way that our will can be controlled is if we hold it in something and we conform it. And so he brought that broth out in a pan. And you know what that rock represents? Hallelujah. It represents Christ. Amen. That chief cornerstone. Oh, hallelujah. You may need to go back and read this. It's Judges chapter 6. Amen. So Gideon, he binds himself up. He brings everything that represents his heart. And he brings it. And he puts that unleavened bread there. He lays it out on the rock. He puts that sacrifice there. And then he takes that broth. And he pours it on the rock. Oh, hallelujah. And I feel like that's where some of us are. We've got our plans. We've got our agendas for our life. Oh, hallelujah. I'm preaching to us young people tonight. Amen. We've got what our dreams are, and we try to hold it in our little pot. And we say, Lord, I want you to use me. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I want you to do something with me. Can you fit it in this little pot here? Can you fit it right here? Amen. You see, your will, man can only do what man can accomplish when he is in his own hands. But man can accomplish what God can accomplish when he puts himself in the hands of God. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you what, young person, what you ought to do with your life is you ought to just take it and pour it out on Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And say, I can't gather it back up now. It's already gone. It's all on Jesus, and I don't have no control of it anymore.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Gideon lived a selfless life, and he gave all. And if you're going to give hell a nightmare, you're not going to be holding on to yourself and say, God, I'll do everything but this. I'll go anywhere but there. Hallelujah. Where do you draw the line and say, God, I'll go this far and no farther? He's the creator of the world. He created everything you see, breathe, eat, and do. I think he's worthy to be trusted. I said, I think he's worthy to be trusted. And he's worthy, amen, to give your life to him and pour yourself out on him and say, God, I'll go anywhere. I'll do anything. If you want me preaching, I'll preach. If you want me singing, I'll sing. If you want me praying, I'll pray. God, I just give myself to you so that you can use me anyway. Can I be honest with you? I think that was the biggest key. I really do. When hell seen that, when he knew he had gave everything, hell knew it's over. It don't matter if we got every army in the country and they're lined against them like grasshoppers and camels as many as the sand on the sea. Wow, what an army. But look at the army that's facing you. Look, it's weird to trust something you can't handle. That's what they tell me. Follow your heart. Do what you see. Don't try to just jump out. Hallelujah. That's what the world's saying. That's the army against you. Amen. Hallelujah. But when you pour yourself out on God, I love this. You're his responsibility. Oh, what a peace that is to know that you're God's responsibility. Once you have given yourself wholly to him, you become his responsibility. And you're no longer your own responsibility, but you're the responsibility of God. And I've never heard of one that he failed. I said, I've never heard of one person that regretted giving their life to God. One man said, it's yet to be seen what God can do through one man who's totally surrendered to him. And I'm not saying I am that man, but I want to be. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And I feel like we got a group of people in here that are hungry to give themselves to God. And if you'll just put yourself into the hand of God, amen, there is no telling, amen, what God can do with you. You're saying, preacher, what about my problems? Amen, what about my baggage? What about my situations? I come to tell you, Jesus will take them too. I said, he'll take them all. Amen, he don't just want the best of you, but he wants the worst too. I said, he'll take everything and make something out of them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. The last thing that I see that Gideon had that made him a nightmare to hell was that everywhere he went, he had a fire. You see, because after he surrendered and he stuck his rod out, hallelujah, and he set fire to it. And from that moment on, everywhere Gideon went, he didn't lose the fire. Hallelujah. He got rid of some of his army. He said, look, guys, I don't need you. Amen. You're going to be fearful? He said, we can do this all by the fire. Hallelujah. Amen. We can do it with a trumpet and a fire. And let me tell you, amen, God's not looking for just better singers, because we got the best. We got the most intellectual preaching that we've ever heard in our life. Amen, we've got the best buildings that churches have ever seen. Hallelujah. What God is needing in this last day and hour is some young people, and all they've got is a fire. Oh, hallelujah. You don't have to have the best car. Amen, even the best career. All you've got to have is the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen, when you're established on the rock of Christ, and you have the fire burning in you, amen, hell has nightmares every time, amen, you keep the fire burning, even when the wind blows and the rain comes, you don't let your fire go out. I said, what you need is the fire to burn and consume your life and give you victory in this house. Hallelujah. Would you just give the Lord a praise tonight? I wish I could tell you. I wish I could tell young people that it'll always get better. I really do. I wish I could tell you, church, that from here it's going to get better. And you'll never face anything worse than what you've already faced in your life. I wish I could tell you that. I really do. But I can't. Can I tell you about my sister? Her name's Dottie. And there was a day, it was February the 7th. I was driving up the Indian Nation Turnpike. I'm talking about keeping your fire. Hallelujah. At mile marker number 46, I got a phone call and I pulled over. It's my dad. He said, Enoch, my brother-in-law Darren had just been shocked, electrocuted. He said, can you pray? We pulled over. We prayed. We held hands there and prayed and believed God. I felt pretty good about it. I'm talking about keeping your fire. What we need is the fire. Even when it gets, I really don't understand why I feel like telling this, but I felt like the Lord spoke to me early and told me to tell this. Don't really fit, but amen, maybe it's to the youth, but anyways, amen. I drove to Ida Bell. That's about about an hour from where I was. I pulled up there and I called my oldest brother, Paul. And I said, Paul, what's going on? What hospital's he at? I'm ready to head that way. And he said, Enoch, you really don't know. I said, no, I don't know. He said, Enoch, he died. Dottie knew he was gone when he hit the floor. 32 years old. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it may get worse. But don't lose your fire. And somebody may be in a trial right now. And let me tell you what gives hell the worst nightmare is when you keep the fire, even in the flood. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I walked in that trailer house. I didn't have one word to say. I was trying to figure out how in the world I was going to make it, let alone what could I say to her. I walked in there and I'll never forget it. I opened that screen door and I heard my sister sobbing in her bedroom. Darren was one of my best friends. I walked in there. They helped her up off the bed and I embraced her. The only thing I knew to say was, there's a lot of people praying for you. That's it. I didn't have one more word. I'm talking about trying to keep the fire alive. Oh, I want to help somebody so bad in this house tonight. As I held her there, she began to sing this song. With Jesus I can take it, and with Jesus I can stand, and no matter what may come my way, my life is in His hands. You may not see no way out of it. You may not see no way through it. But if you'll just keep the fire in the flood, and I said he'll have nightmares tonight. When you make up your mind, I'm going to praise Him. Despite the doctor's report, I'm still going to praise Him. Despite what my neighbor said, I'm still going to praise Him. Amen. I'm still going to serve Him in this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we stand all over the house tonight? If you'll help us, sister. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. I know that this ain't been much preaching. Oh, praise God. Can I tell you something from my heart? Young people, you can make it. If you'll keep the fire, you can make it. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
What caused Simon Peter, a man that failed God, a man that couldn't stand, a man that sold everything. He sold all of his preaching notes and went and bought some nets and went back fishing. What caused him to die on a cross upside down? It's because he had a fire. Oh, hallelujah. And let me tell you, this world may not hang us on a cross, but they will with their words. Young people, with the peer pressure, what you need is the fire of the Holy Ghost to fall down on you like people.
Peter experienced in Acts chapter 2. That's what we need again, is another Pentecost to fall into this room right here, right now, and set your life on fire. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How about it? I don't mean to be mean, but if you really feel like consecrating your life to God tonight, I want you to leave everything else in the pew and say, God, I'm leaving myself will. I'm putting it right here. I'm putting all my hurt. I'm leaving it in the pew. And God, I'm stepping out and I'm pouring myself out on you. And I'm not ever going to pick myself up again. I'm going to leave myself on the rock. I want you to step out of your pew right now. Oh, hallelujah. And say, God, I surrender everything. Oh, hallelujah. God, I give everything to you. I want to give hell a nightmare tonight. I may just be a barley cake tumbling down the hill, but if you give yourself to God, hell will have nightmares tonight because they know. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, young people. Why don't you step out of your pew and say, God, I'm surrendering everything tonight. I'm leaving it all on the altar. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, church. Hey, praise God. Let's come around this altar tonight. If you're in a trial, if you're in a test, if you'll just keep yourself on Jesus, you can make it. I said, if you'll get another experience of the Holy Ghost and fire, you can hold on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.